Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views with Chris Fitzsimon.
Representative Stephen LaRocque is a vocal critic of government programs at all levels. That's when he's in Raleigh. LaRocque makes his living administering a federal loan program to help small businesses in struggling areas of the state. An NC Policy Watch investigation has uncovered some questionable loans by the nonprofit LaRocque runs and much higher than average salaries. North Carolina Policy Watch reporter Sarah Ovaska joins us now with the details. Well, Sarah, thanks for being back with us on News and Views. We appreciate your time as always.
Well, thanks for having me.
First of all, tell us how you came to be looking into Representative LaRocque's business and what he does for a living.
Representative LaRocque, Stephen LaRocque, has gotten a lot of attention this year, and really, I think a lot of folks that didn't know his name have come to know him. There was a big deal when he called Reverend William Barber of the NAACP a racist, and there was just a lot of other comments, and, you know, we had kind of heard that there were some questions about Representative LaRocque's nonprofit, and so I just took that as license to start looking at some of those records.
To give people some background, first of all, what is his job? What does he actually do?
He is an executive director of two nonprofits, and they're nonprofits that do economic development work in the state. They take money from the USDA, and his nonprofits are supposed to be giving out loans to small businesses, things like daycares and coffee shops, people like that that need some loans in rural areas to get their business going.
And before we get into how that's working, as you make the point in your story that Representative LaRocque is frequently a critic of government and government spending, and yet it sounds like his job is using government money.
There are a few people that would call Representative LaRocque shy. He speaks frequently about how government is too big. We need to keep an eye on taxpayer dollars. It struck me as slightly ironic that, you know, on one hand, we had someone who's very critical of government and government programs, but yet running two nonprofits that are dependent upon federal funds.
When people hear the term nonprofit, I think a lot of people are confused. But one thing they don't, I think, expect is for people to be paid a lot of money. And it seems like that you found differently with Representative LaRocque.
And nonprofits are required to report publicly to the IRS every year. And members of the public can look at their federal tax filings. And that's where I stumbled upon the compensation that Representative LaRocque paid himself. And up to $195,000 a year to run two small nonprofits that, as far as I could see, had no other employees.
And what about the loans themselves? Tell us how that process worked and if there's what you found that might be troubling.
USDA officials provided me a long list of his many clients, and I took a little bit of a closer look at that and saw that there were some connections to Representative LaRocque. One is a woman that he later married received a loan from him back in 2001. I've had folks tell me at the time that they were dating at the time. He's got another board member that also received a loan, and I think probably most interesting is that there are two GOP legislators, fellow legislators, that took out loans from these nonprofits that are set up to help small businesses.
Now, I know it may sound obvious to some people, but what raises flags about that?
I think ethically that the USDA certainly has these very kind of vaguely worded phrases, but that the loaners, in this case Representative LaRocque, is not to give loans to people that he has influence over or he may have or have influence over him. And, I think an argument could be made that, you know, if he's helping out his fellow legislators instead of, I'm sure in this part, that this is in the western part of the state, there are a lot of businesses and entrepreneurs that would probably be in need of these loans.
You ran across, I guess, an audit that was done of the program in general that mentioned him or his organization specifically, right? Tell us about that.
Right. And this was a national audit that was done by the Office of the Inspector General, a routine but still fairly big deal. And they found a lot of problems with this program. And this program is called the Intermediary Relending Program, for those that are really interested in getting the exact name. But they essentially looked at a handful of lenders. Representative LaRocque happened to be one of them. And they found that in one case, there had been as much as $2 million lent to a single client. The cap in the program was that you couldn't lend more than $250,000. These are really meant to be small loans. And it appears that he and there were other intermediaries that were doing this were lending large amounts of money.
What is the federal government doing about it?
Well, they're kind of in a holding pattern right now. Nothing really is moving quickly with it, but the Inspector General's office said, you know, this money should be returned, that the national program needs to do some work tightening their monitor. But in the meantime, I mean, there were a number of intermediaries where there were problems, but that money should be returned. Right now, the officials at USDA, they're sitting down with their lawyers, and they haven't made a final decision about what will happen.
And what has Representative LaRocque said about all this?
I don't know. I've reached out to him several times. I spoke with him briefly on the phone, and he said he would answer some questions in writing, sent him those questions in writing, and I've yet to hear from him. He's often online and in a lot of online forums, and he said there, and he said frequently that, you know, he doesn't see his salary or that compensation is coming from public funds. He sees that as his own small business.
Recently, I guess the federal government wanted to make it clear, right, that that is federal money.
Right, and that was part of the Inspector General's recommendation, is that the program overseeing this, that there needs to be more clarity so the lenders like LaRocque and others across the country understand that this is money that is meant for the public. This isn't, you know, once it's given to them, it's not meant to be used willy-nilly, so to speak.
For people who are familiar with nonprofits, they might be wondering how some of these things happened when the nonprofit is run by a board of directors. So tell us, how come that didn't happen?
Right. And board of directors and nonprofits, they essentially are the ones that are steering the ship. And in this case, it looks like not only did Representative LaRocque have his immediate family on his board of directors, which is a huge red flag for IRS and other officials, but that when there were members that weren't related to him, they didn't know anything about the compensation. They felt they were really in the dark with the operations of the nonprofit. And then they were subsequently relieved of their duties on the nonprofit. So it appeared to me that this board was really kept in the dark about things.
And you actually talked to some of the former board members.
Right. I talked with 3 to 4 of them, and they said we didn't know what he was getting paid. We had no idea. And, you know, it's generally the board of directors for a nonprofit is the one that sets the salary. And they have a duty when they're on a board to be able to come to a salary that, you know, is fair in compensation for the executive director, as well as being fair to the nonprofit and the public charitable mission of that nonprofit.
It sounds like not only Representative LaRocque made some interesting choices, but it's surprising to read the story and find out that there weren't more controls or that the federal folks didn't know a lot of this stuff was happening.
Right. And it seems that this program really fell off the radar. There's a state office in North Carolina for the USDA's rural development, and they are dealing with a lot of really big grants and programs. And this was kind of a small potato in comparison. And for a number of years, for about four years, they weren't even conducting these annual required visits to Representative LaRocque. After the audit that we talked about, the Inspector General audit, they seem to have tightened their controls a bit more. But this program really was very lax in its monitoring for quite a while.
Well, thanks for doing the story. And folks can, I guess, see the documents and everything else at ncpolicywatch.com?
Yes, absolutely. ncpolicywatch.com. And you read the story, and we've got a lot of the links to the documents that I relied on.
Great. Thanks, Sarah. Thanks for doing it. And thanks for being with us.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Up next, the ongoing battle in North Carolina against tobacco and obesity. Stay tuned.